So today I'm here with, how do you pronounce your name?
Michelle. Bearer.
Michelle Bearer, from the director of Crossing Borders Festival. So tell us a little bit about Crossing Borders.
Yeah, sure. Well, Crossing Borders is running a long time now. It's the 23rd edition, and we mix literature with pop music. So we have a lot of international and national authors, big names, but also the freshest new young talents, and we mix them with alternative pop music. And I think what's cool about this festival is that we really mix it up. You know, you got a lot of festivals that have a literary tent or a music tent, and they separate the two things, and we try to integrate them in each other. And I think that's that gives a unique atmosphere, because a lot of authors always have dreamt to be a musician. I hear that a lot. And normally they may be performing in a library or whatever, and that's cool also. But with us, they're really like a rock star. They're also programmed in between the bands, so they're suddenly standing on the main stage for a rock and roll crowd, and they love it. And that's
because it was my first time at a book festival. I've been to the Edinburgh Book Festival.
Yeah, sure.
But it's a different atmosphere. But here it felt like they were actually putting on a performance. It felt like they were...
Yeah.
It was there is somehow strangely a very close.
You also notice that authors say, they suddenly see, oh, this is different than I normally go to. You know, maybe we should change the performance a little bit or something. So and then it becomes original. You know, you get stuff, and there's a lot of it's really personal. A lot of authors they come off stage and they just like it so much and they're just gonna walk around. So you meet them at the bar. You know, just. That kind of atmosphere. That's what we're trying to do, at least.
So it's very accessible.
Very accessible. Yeah.
So you could be having a beer with a Pulitzer Prize-winning author, and the next moment you could be, at the after party or with the cinematic orchestra. Well, you can meet people from all walks. A lot of names popped up that I didn't know about.
Yeah.
But some great, really cool bands. How do you find these bands?
Of course. It's my work, so my hobby also, of course. So I'm just following it a lot. But also, it's 23rd edition, you know. So we got a fast network of a lot of people who know the festival, come to the festival, like the festival, they know what we're about, you know, so they help us, of course, also with the tipping some of the cool new stuff that's happening. And that's worked out, man. I mean, we had a lot of cool bands that have really broke through now, like Coldplay or Black Keys or even Ed Sheeran 2 years ago. They were all the first, they did their first performance in Holland in our festival.
Great.
So that's cool.
So you could be seeing the names that we saw this weekend could be very much.
Yeah, definitely. Mumford and Sons was also an example.
National were here 3-4 years ago.
National, yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
you've had them all here.
Yeah. It's a pretty not because I organize it, but sometimes I look at the list and I think, oh, that's better than I thought.
So you're a good talent spotter.
I don't know, but I think that works out. Yeah, probably. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. No, because every year we always have a couple of guys that break through. But of course, I have to be honest, the guys who don't break through, we don't mention them anymore. So
there is always it's a very competitive industry.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, for sure.
And it's very affordable. Is it 30 euros?
30 euros, yeah.
For a day ticket?
Yeah, yeah. 50 for 2 days.
So not a very expensive weekend at all.
No. We intend to because it's also literature. That's a little bit also with, if it's only a music festival, maybe we ask a little bit more. It's also a literary festival. There's people coming only to see authors, and they're not used to paying this kind of amount, you know. So we want to accommodate them. We want to have them at the festival. So that's one of the things we do to help people discover it. So.
How did it start in The Hague?
Actually, it's a family thing, right? So that's also cool. I think about this is my father founded the festival,
right?
23 years ago. We were, and the festival was at one time at the beach here in The Hague, and in squads, you know, like it was a really underground thing, and it grew further. And I was already helping my father, you know, guiding toilet doors and guarding toilet doors and doing all that shit. It's the shit work you have to do, but it's good to have that experience.
You moved up through
I moved through the ranks, and 5 years ago I took it over, but we still work together, you know. He still helps us out, and so it's a really cool family feeling then, I think. Yeah.
Do you think that's also probably what, because Hague obviously gets this reputation of being a very international city of, you know, you have the parliament here and it's the royal city.
Yeah, yeah.
But do you still also think there is also a down to earth family element that when you come to Hague you feel cozy and feels quite
relaxed? I can also compare the Hague with an author said it last year, I think, that the Hague is like a more relaxed Amsterdam, you know. It has some similarities to Amsterdam a lot, but we have the beach, which they don't.
Yeah.
And that's really important here, I think, and it's really beautiful. And it's just a little bit more quiet, but there's so much to do, you know. So I'm really happy here. We've been in Amsterdam also with the festival for 2 years, but we came back because, you can do a lot more here, but, I mean, I think.
And I guess people feel more passionate about it because it is a festival that was born here, and it is
it's a really local thing, and it's cool to see people all coming from all over the world here to the Hague, to the festival, and everybody really appreciates it. That's really cool.
Last question.
Yeah, sure.
What is the future? What can people look forward to for Crossing Borders next year and the years to come? What's the vision? What's the future?
Well, there's some things gonna happen. We're looking in. It's not definitive, but we're looking in also going to some new locations here in the city, of course, also. But just to make it fresh again, you know. There's gonna be some more music, I think. I think some more bands and the literary program. I'm really happy about, so that's gonna stay the same. So a lot of big names, big new talents, and we just keep on going. Same way, I think things go well. So
it was a great weekend, fabulous. Thank you very, very much for a great weekend.
And
for more details for next year, when you're launching next year's lineup,
I think we will announce the first artist in May.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can check it out at www.crossingborder.nl, and then you'll
brilliant.
See it. Yeah.
Magic. Thank you very much.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers.
That's running. Yeah. Okay.